360 scanning the Sisaratima. Our field of awareness should always be open and clean, clear. There shouldn't be anything in there. That means that if you are suddenly noticing that you are nauseous, that you are dizzy, that you are somehow a little different than just a few moments prior to when you're noticing you changed, I invite you to scan your field 360 degrees all around you. Before we go into the details how to do that, why should nobody be in your awareness field? You shouldn't really be dwelling on anybody, but just rest in your core and be fully present with what is. And your second attention is resting in that space, the divinity, the silence, the nothingness, the light, whatever that divinity is inside you, that sacredness. And your first attention is on whatever you do at hand. And if there's nothing to do, you're just being there. But usually there's something you're involved in, you're thinking about, or you're engaged in, or you're concentrating on, whatever that is during the day. Now, if suddenly you notice that you're thinking about somebody and your mind goes there, you might want to check first if you are the one who is actually dwelling on that person or if that person is actually dwelling on you. And you can check yourself. Are you interested in thinking about this person? Is there something that's going on? Are you tugging? Are you needing? Are you pushing, pulling? Do you have something going on with this person? If not, you can actually just notice you're actually quite neutral. There's no attraction aversion going on. So then it's a sure thing that this person is actually in your awareness field. What you do, you are going to stand or sit, whatever works for you, with your back straight. You close your eyes and then you start on the front and you go very slowly. You just scan like in a big circle. You feel yourself into your aura, the outer edges of the aura. It has to be all clean and clear, and you just feel yourself 1 degree, 2 degrees, 3 degrees, all the 360 degrees all around the side. You come to the back, and then you come around. You go counterclockwise around in your aura, and at some point, you're going to feel something. You can sense it. You can detect that being, that person. And you request it to leave. You just ask this being to leave, this person. It is not welcomed to enter your field of awareness. It will affect your energy. It will drain your energy. It will color your energy. And that's not okay. So you firmly ask this person to leave. Now, sometimes you just notice that you're just off. Like I said earlier, you feel nauseous. You don't feel quite right. Or your energy is suddenly drained, you're suddenly tired, or something like that, or you have a headache. What you do is you just check, because you don't know who it is. You might not be thinking of a person in particular. It could be somebody in your field of awareness that you don't even know. It could be a being, an energy of some sort. So you are going to do the same thing. You're going to check. And then when you notice there is a density in your field, it's not clean and clear, open. There is a limitation in your field. You might even notice your breath is right there when you just go around in your field and your attention is resting on an area. You feel like you can't breathe quite right, or it's like something shut. You just maybe even ask, who is this? What is this? Just feel into it and remain neutral and see if you can receive some information. It may take 2, 3, 4 minutes. As you're just resting your awareness into that energy, no thinking. That's where your meditation practice comes in, that you're just being with what is. And sooner or later, you're going to have an image or an insight. Somebody will pop into your mind. You're going to think about somebody. And then you notice, it could be an ancestor, it could be grandma, it could be somebody at work, anything. And then you're going to request that being to leave. Now, what if they don't leave? You can give them a time frame. You can say, you know, I request you to leave if I'm going to check again tomorrow or in a few hours or whatever you like, and I expect you to be gone. If this person, this being is not gone, what do you do next? The next thing you're going to do is to tell them again, I request you and expect you to leave. If you do not leave, I have to put you into a box. What does that do? It really will limit and shut that being off, because it's not okay for this being to drain your energy, to live through you. So you have to basically put a wall there. You're basically boxing this person in. And of course, you're not going to do this forever. It will be a certain amount of time. You can't really shut this person's energy off. So what you will be doing is saying, yeah, we'll put you in a box and you will stay there for 24 hours. And then I'll open it up again. And then you can decide if you want to, you know, remain hanging around here or not. So I'll have to put you back into the box. So this would be a very technical, hands-on approach. There are other weapons. When we do mantras, when you look at the deities like Durga, Shiva, Rama, everybody, they all have weapons. They all have things in their hands. Everything is a weapon of some sort. The female warrior goddesses, and even the weapons of the more artsy, more knowledge-centered goddesses like Saraswati. She carries a mala, she carries a book, a lotus. Everything is doing something to the energies, alters the energy. Rama has a disc, he has a bow and arrow. So we have different tools in responding to the egoic patterns. And as a mystic, we are very hands-on. We're very technical in the energy. We're going to do something about the energy. We alter it, we change it, we do something. And that is something you can try out. You can, if you feel a leaning towards something to visualize like a box, we put that energy, that being in there. If you know it's a person, you just put the box around that person. Or you use a mantra like Om Dum Durga Ye Namaha. There's many, many mantras that are weapon mantras, and you can do that. You can also try speaking to the higher self and say, look, this is not okay, you must go. And in my experience is that those beings that are quite aggressive or very have tendencies to cross boundaries very easily, they don't really listen to their higher self anyway. So usually they have to feel something. They have to really notice that what they're doing is limiting them in some way, and there's nothing they're getting out of there. It's not a good thing to hang around and drain energy or participate in some way instead of actually living their own life. So this happens, of course, only if you have an opening in the aura. Why would you have an opening in the aura? Because there is a need somewhere. There's unconsciously a need. And as we grow, we become more and more conscious of these needs. They're not always that clear, but a moment where you don't feel that good as a moment to check. And then you can also close that hole if it's a very technical approach that you like. But you also want to look at, why do you have the hole? What is the need? Put your attention in that area and feel into it. Feel into the aura of what is it that you, what thoughts and feelings are arising. That gives you an indication what need there is. You address it, you process it, you collapse it, and then you shift. In that moment, you are not vulnerable. There's no entry point where somebody can use that to enter your field of awareness. So the more you hold your awareness clean and clear, and it becomes your normal state, you're in your core and there is no clutter, you do not allow anybody to enter your field, that becomes your zero point. You become very sensitive to when something is off and you want to correct that right away. In that sense, the topic of being empathic and feeling everything. Yes, you can feel everything, but it doesn't have to affect you. If it affects you, then that energy has entered your awareness field and you must take care of it and reset yourself. Do not have a need. Become very neutral, very clean and clear. allow yourself to be more interested in that utter emptiness that is pristinely clear, like a super clean window you can look through and you're not even aware that there's glass. There's no speck, there's no distraction, there's no interest, no emotional wanting to experience something that keeps us busy, that keeps the ego busy, that kind of wanting to have a story, a busyness. Getting away from that, becoming more and more okay with being very pristinely clean and clear. So check your aura, do a 360 scan, move counterclockwise. And you can also play around with that as you're moving counterclockwise. That is the direction of moving inward into yourself, because it's the inward movement to your own quality, to your own core inward. And then there's the evolution spiral where your energy moves clockwise out, communicates to the world around you. And in this case, you might find that going inward helps you more to feel yourself and to feel what is your own signature, your own clarity, and what is in your field that is not you, and then just request it to clear out. And have fun with that and practice and see how easy it is and how good you can feel. Thank you.